Okay, now in our fifth quarter show, going to head over to Odessa and talk with Odessa girls coach Randy Florence. And Randy, your Odessa Bulldogs, your Lady Bulldogs down in the Clinton tournament this week. A couple of close games to start out. I guess you lose a close game to Warrensburg in the first round, a two-point game. And then last night, you bounce back in overtime and you beat Harrisonville. So a couple of close ones to start out the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, our first night against Warrensburg, second time we played them this season. A little closer this time. We had a chance to try to either go into overtime or try to win it. It just didn't fall for us. So yeah, we took the loss there Tuesday night. Came back and played Harrisonville last night. Had to go into overtime and beat them 56-43.
So you get a nice win there. Now tonight you come back and you play for the consolation trophy and you get a pretty convincing win over Lakeland, don't you?
Yeah, we came out. I tell you, it was probably the best first half of basketball we played all year long. We had a lot of intensity, got at it, got on the floor for some loose balls, and we really, the tempo was up, and we jumped out on them pretty quick.
Well, so you take the consolation trophy there. Who played well for your girls in the tournament?
Our senior girl, Alyssa Morrison, she played really well. Got a little sophomore girl, Lexi Mooney, she played well. You know, and then we had some girls that I was hoping all season long finally step up, and now they're starting to contribute for us, so that's a good thing. Abby King, Nevaeh Begeman, Tori Golden, Leah Wagner, that's some of the few that we've now start to see some contributions to the team.
Well, you're 9-6 now, so you guys having a winning record of Odessa. Are you pretty happy with where your girls are right now, Coach?
Oh, yeah, we're getting better every time we take the floor, and that's the goal. Every time you take the floor, you got to get better in what you work.
Well,
and we're doing that, you know.
Well, it sounds like it. A nice tournament for you. You've had two real close games, and like I say, a convincing win tonight. Now, next week, you get right in the heart of the MRVC West Conference. You got three games next week. You got Pleasant Hill, you got Oak Grove, you got Excelsior Springs. So a lot will be decided on how well you're going to do in the conference next week, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, right now we're 0-1 in the conference because that first game against Warrensburg, so. And we've already played Pleasant Hill once, so we already know what we're looking at. We played them in the Pleasant Hill tournament the first game. So, yeah, you're right. We got a tough week. You know, we want to finish strong. And, you know, coming off this win tonight, taking some momentum in next week will hopefully help us out.
And you guys are in a tough conference. That MRVC West, you got to bring it night in, night out. And anybody can beat anybody else on a given night, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a tough situation, you know. Like I said, it's you know, you think you're in the draft, you know. Next thing you know, if you're not prepared, like you're gonna be in trouble.
Randy, this week I had a chance to talk to your son Nate, who's a senior at Wellington Napoleon High School, and I know a very good football player, very good lineman, and I enjoyed my visit with him on our high school highlights program. And I guess he signed a letter of intent this week to go play college football. Talk about that.
Yeah, he. You know, kind of a situation for him, and you know, our family's very proud of him. He's committed to play at Mid-American Nazarene for next year, and you know, that situation as a parent watching him go through it, and it's tough for an 18-year-old trying to make his decision where he's going to play. And you know, we were thankful of the schools that showed interest and were recruiting him, but. He made his decision Wednesday night that he was going to go to Mid-America, and we're a pioneer now, so we're very happy with that.